This is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.
I don't want to get mired into kind of side controversies, and so I felt it was best to just accept the resignation and move on.
Governor Ron DeSantis, Florida's most popular elected Republican, is doing some quick damage control after his elections chief was caught in blackface.
So I was stunned when I read the story, and I'm still at a loss for words.
That's retired Leon County Supervisor of Elections Ion Sancho here with his take on former Secretary of State Mike Ortel's abrupt resignation. And of course, Adam Smith, the soon-to-be former political editor of the Tampa Bay Times, didn't have to look very far to name Ortel loser of the week.
Boneheaded does not begin to, is a big understatement for what he did, so never underestimate the ability of people that are widely respected to do something mind-bogglingly stupid.
All that and so much more coming up on episode 163 of The Rotunda. Welcome to the program.
Well, I think it's unfortunate. I think he's done a lot of good work, but at the same time, I've got to have an administration that's going to be focused on what matters to Floridians.
After just 16 days on the job, Florida's new elections chief was forced to resign when a newspaper, the Tallahassee Democrat, published pictures of him appearing in blackface. Here's Governor Ron DeSantis.
And I don't want to get mired into kind of side controversies, and so I felt it was best to just accept the resignation and move on.
Secretary of State Mike Ortel resigned just hours after testifying before a legislative committee last week about elections lawsuits following Florida's controversial midterms.
I think it's unfortunate. I think he regrets that whole thing 14, 15 years ago. But at the same time, I want people to be able to lead and not have any of these things swirling around them.
The photos show Ortel at a Halloween party in 2005, dressed in blackface, wearing earrings, a New Orleans Saints bandana, and fake breasts under a shirt with Katrina victim written on it. That year, Ortel served as Seminole County Supervisor of Elections. Former longtime Leon County Election Supervisor Ion Sancho recalls Ortel having an independent streak as a supervisor. He says he didn't really know him all that well.
Not very much. Actually, Mr. Ortel was, I would say, among the more independent of the supervisor of elections. As I understand it, was not his county was not actually a member of the State Association Supervisor of Elections. He really kind of ran his own independent operation, used social media well, and I was shocked by this whole story.
Who should DeSantis now look to fill this spot?
Well, I hope he would choose someone with an elections background, something that he did not do, for example, when he filled the Broward County Supervisor of Elections position. But I think a supervisor of elections should be his choice.
Why is that?
Well, because the elections process is a complex one. To ask someone to step in and immediately deal with the problems that we have, for example, Amendment 7, the former Secretary of State actually was testifying that there are municipal elections which will be occurring within weeks. And quite frankly, I think of all the Secretary of State duties, the ones that they're going to have to deal with first is elections.
So we've learned DeSantis has appointed Tampa Bay Judge Laurel Moore Lee to replace Ortel. Lee is the wife of GOP State Senator Tom Lee, whose district includes Northwest Polk County. Well, the gossip train around Tallahassee was in overdrive, with people wondering how did the Tallahassee Democrat obtain those photos. Well, regardless, many people had nothing but great things to say about Ortel. Up until the revelation, of course, here's Tampa Bay Times political editor Adam Smith.
I think everybody that's had who's had interaction with him viewed him as a professional, smart, responsible guy. So, never underestimate. Boneheaded does not begin to is a big understatement for what he did. So, never underestimate the ability of people that are widely respected to do something mind-bogglingly stupid.
My conversation with Smith Coming up, this is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. Visit rotundapodcast.com and follow us on social media at Rotunda Podcast. Much of what's been happening in Florida politics in recent years has been documented by Adam Smith, the political editor at the Tampa Bay Times, who shocked many with his news last week that he will be leaving journalism to join Mercury, a public relations and strategy firm. Of course, we wanted to know why. Actually, we wanted to get up close and personal to see what the buzz was all about with the founder of the Buzz Blog. Here's Adam Smith. Welcome to the Rotunda. So tell me about this big news. It was a shock to see that after your long time covering Florida politics and being in the process that you're jumping to the other side.
Yeah, I guess I'm still in the process with Mercury. It's a great firm that's very much in the process in Florida and really across the globe. So I'm excited about that. The bottom line, I was just ready for change. I've been doing, I think I have the best job in Florida covering politics. There's no better state for that than Florida, but I've been doing it a long time.
Like, what spurred, like, this need for change now? It's an exciting time in politics with all the craziness going on. We just finished the election. What made it this time to do it?
Well, you know, it could be any time. It's always an exciting time in politics. And actually, in a weird way, you know, a lot of people assume right after an election there's a slow period. There's almost never a slow period in Florida politics. Usually it's right back up, typically right after a state cycle where there's a governor's race. You go practically right into a presidential race. This period actually seems slower than I ever remember, even with Ron DeSantis being a news machine. I think it's a good time for the Times, as good a time for the Tampa Bay Times to step aside as any could be.
Well, after seeing Steve Bosquet step down Miami Herald, Tampa Bay Times, and now you, it's a little concerning to see this institutional coverage be dimmed a little.
Yeah, I agree. I was concerned about that. That's a lot of institutional knowledge that is tough to replace. But, you know, this stuff does happen, and we've got some terrific young reporters. I think there's nobody. Politics and government is always a niche priority for the Tampa Bay Times and has been for decades and decades. So it's not as if I'm not going to be replaced with somebody really good, either from inside the paper or outside the paper.
What's the story, looking back, highlights of your coverage, the story that you're most fond of?
God, I could not come up with a single story that I'm most fond of. But, you know, the I sound like an old fogey, but it has changed so dramatically from when I started just as Bill McBride was gaining all the buzz against Janet Reno way back in 2002. I don't think Facebook existed then. Blogs didn't exist then. Twitter didn't exist then. Campaigns were very much getting on a campaign bus, traveling the state with the candidates, getting a lot of time with the candidates. That it's a different world now. Now a lot of it is all social media. I'm not saying it's worse, and I'm not complaining about the good old days. But it is dramatically different.
And you mentioned Buzz. You created the Buzz blog and all of that. What's going to happen to all of these platforms that you've started?
They'll continue, definitely. But I think all these platforms sort of evolve. I think, I think the Buzz blog used to be, all blogs used to be sort of Twitterish when you had all these comments, anonymous comments, for better or worse, half the fun on the blog. Then those disappeared, again, for better or worse. And now basically you see that that's Twitter now. So the Buzz is more sort of a abbreviated wire system. You know, I kind of liken it to, we were what Axios is today, trying to get you quick, you know, news that your time is limited and you don't want to read a big, long take. So you want something light and smart. And that'll help you get plugged in. And that's still kind of the model with the Buzz and the newsletter, et cetera.
What insight can you impart for those who follow politics with your departure? Where do you recommend people getting their political news in Florida now?
Well, of course, I'm going to say the Tampa Bay Times and the Buzz. For better or worse, the model increasingly seems to be geared toward lobbyists. And the most minute happenings in Tallahassee or staff changes at lobbying firms. And that's a great service to those lobbyists. But I think a lot of people that go into journalism, you know, that's they really would rather try to help out Mabel and Sebring more than, you know, X, Y, and Z lobbyists at Southern Strategies. But, you know, so there's a balance between getting your insider information and getting actual news that helps educate voters and residents.
You're listening to a quick exit interview with Adam Smith, soon to be former political editor at the Tampa Bay Times. On February 11th, he starts a new chapter at Mercury PR.
What is next for you? What do you plan to be doing at Mercury in this PR world, political world? I'm sure taking advantage of your expertise. So what can we expect there?
Hard to say. You tell me if you know. But no, I think it'll be a varied amount of work. I'm still going to be based in Tampa Bay. I'll probably be doing a fair amount of traveling, both in Florida and D.C. and New York, and working on stuff all over the place. So, you know, this will be a lot of corporate clients, some political clients, potentially an array, I think. And, you know, it's as much as I love my job, there just were, you know, some days where it got a little, you know, I don't really want to do another takeout on the I-4 corridor. And as important as that is, I've done it 12 times. And so I'm very much ready for a change and excited about a change.
So with this new administration, what do you make of it as you head on out with the DeSantis administration, the new cabinet members?
You know, I've been very, very surprised. I think DeSantis kind of came in, he campaigned without much of an agenda, and he literally basically said that he wanted to be governor to continue the policies and the basic direction of Rick Scott. And his campaign was not exactly an energizer bunny campaign, but he certainly is governing a lot of decisiveness, and his staff right out of the box from the transition, I think, did a brilliant job in just choreographing all these moves from the Supreme Courts to the visits to the Panhandle areas hit by the storms. Looks like he's going to be very interesting. And I do think one of the interesting things is how, you know, he is sort of fancies himself a serious student of the founding fathers and the Constitution. But he will be inclined to give the legislature a lot more leeway than maybe some of his predecessors. So, you know, I think there were some signs that the Republican control of Tallahassee had reached its high watermark. I think we're now the high water mark, and we're going to really see it. All three branches of government are quite conservative now.
Well, Adam Smith, thank you so much for taking this time to speak with me. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to seeing you around Tallahassee whenever you're up.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Later in the program, an interview with Coral Springs Commissioner Dan Daly, who's making a bid for the legislature with an eye on House District 97.
I've been around Tallahassee before. I remember docks and glocks and how ridiculous that was, right? When it was shoved down the throats of frankly, the Democrats, which were in the minority at the time, or super minority at the time. Look, I'm going to continue that fight.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, bringing you stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics each week. This program is supported by listeners like you. Please send your generous financial contributions to rotundapodcast.com. It helps us to expand our reach. The program is already featured on newspaper websites throughout the state and across the country, and we couldn't do it without your support. Follow us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all at Rotunda Podcasts. Oh, and again, check out where you can easily hit the donate button on rotundapodcast.com. We welcome your generous contributions along with your tips and story ideas. And as always, thanks for your support. Welcome back to The Rotunda. Coral Springs Commissioner Dan Daly is pulling in a lot of endorsements. You'd think he's getting stiff competition in his quest for House District 97 after Governor DeSantis plucked Representative Jared Moskowitz, a Democrat, to lead the Florida Division of Emergency Management. Daly is the only candidate in the race so far, and reports show he's raised $75,000 in his first 3 weeks in his quest, and he is our guest.
Well, first, thanks, Jamal, so much for having me on. I'm a big fan of the Rotunda, and it's an honor to be included. For the last 6 years, you know, I've been a city commissioner in the great city of Coral Springs, my hometown. Before that, I was a legislative aide to, if you'll remember, State Representative Ari Porth. So this is a really exciting opportunity. It's my boss's old feat. Representative Moskowitz has done a great job the last 6 years, and it's an opportunity to go back to Tallahassee, where it all started for me, to represent the people in Northwest Broward.
So what's the process like to suddenly decide you're going to leave your busy job as commissioner to head to Tallahassee?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. I tell you what, I was just fortunate to be reelected in November to my final term on the city commission in Coral Springs, and then this all happened. So certainly unexpected, much quicker than expected, but it's a great opportunity, and it's one that I'm going to take the opportunity to jump at. You know, we've been raising money since yesterday. We've been making the phone calls, lining up the endorsements. We'll actually roll out a slew of key Democratic endorsements in Broward County just next week.
What if someone else jumps in the race?
Sure. You know, Tramel, as I always do, I'm going to focus on me and focus on my race. If somebody ultimately decides to get in, best of luck to them, but I'm going to outwork them. We're actually starting to knock on doors tomorrow. So I'm not playing around. This is a seat that I've been having my eyes on for several years. I think I do a good job up there representing the people in Northwest Broward County. And I want to use the relationships that I've built over the last 10 years, many of which started in Tallahassee, with the benefit of our community. So I'm taking nothing for granted. I've actually already put my city commission seat on a special election ballot in March, paired with Mayor Skip Campbell's ballot, so that it saves the taxpayers money, but it also shows people that I'm committed and we're doing this.
Why do you really want this job?
I think it's an enhanced opportunity to serve. You know, the biggest thing to me, it's not the title. When you meet me, I'm commissioner. It's never commissioner. It's always Dan. It's never representative. It's always Dan. Ari taught me that. Ari Port taught me that. So to me, it's an opportunity to serve and continue to serve at a higher level and make a difference. I know sometimes that sounds cheesy, but that's really what it should always be about.
What are your constituents there in Coral Springs saying about you taking this step a little bit early to Tallahassee?
Sure. I've been very fortunate to have a tremendous support both locally and out of Tallahassee. And it's heartwarming because I've worked hard for my hometown the last 6 years. And I don't leave it and I don't leave the position lightly. And obviously I'll continue to represent a portion of Coral Springs if I'm fortunate to be elected. But I think they understand that this has been my goal. And I think I can do a lot of good in Tallahassee for the residents of Northwest Broward.
What are the top issues you're most concerned about that you hope to tackle?
Sure. Look, the first and foremost on the list is gun and school safety. You know, I'm a Stoneman Douglas grad. 50% of the student body of Stoneman Douglas are residents of my city. So that is still priority number one for this community, as it should be for so many communities across this country. So that first and foremost, and standing up to the NRA, look, I've been around Tallahassee before. I remember Docs and Glocks and how ridiculous that was, right? When it was shoved down the throats of frankly, the Democrats, which were in the minority at the time or super minority at the time. So I think I'm going to continue that fight and so many others in Tallahassee that I think need to be addressed.
Well, Dan Daly, thanks and all the best to you on this campaign for State House.
Thank you, sir. And listen, anytime you want to bring the Rotunda down to Broward County on the road, we'll get you out to Kings Point, knocking doors.
That's it for this edition of the Rotunda. Special thanks to Ion Sancho, Tampa Bay Times political editor Adam Smith, and Dan Daly, candidate for House District 97. Remember to follow us at Rotunda Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also, check us out at rotundapodcast.com, where you can contribute to this program and suggest topics and story ideas. And be sure to join us next week for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.